This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and join us by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in earlier than she normally does. Normally she is calling in about 9:30 or so. Sarah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes,
Sarah.
You know what? I call early with you on because you're a lot easier than in. You know, you'll pick me earlier. But my time is 7 o'clock here. It's 2 hours behind.
Right. Yes, that's how time zones work. New Mexico is in the mountain time zone. New Hampshire is in the eastern time zone.
And thank you for correcting yourself. 2 hours behind, not 2 years behind.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, she might be 2 years and 2 hours behind.
I don't think so.
Maybe she's a time traveler. Sarah, are you a time traveler?
I do not think so. So that's
okay.
Not my thing.
That's exactly what a time traveler would say.
Exactly. Not ruling it out. Please go ahead with your question.
Well, you know, I just wanted to mention that here in New Mexico, all of the candidates who have supported speeding bans or red light cameras have all been voted out, you know? So I have been noticing this trend. I wonder if this happens in other states, but I wanted to give actual names. Is Ron Trujillo is a city councilor of Santa Fe. And he really wanted to bring the speeding ban in Santa Fe. And
he lost his election. All right, that's good. And, you know, Sarah, I think a lot of it has to do with just trends. So there, you know, are often various things that happen that might not have anything to do with whoever the candidate is or one particular position of the candidate, just, you know, like some kind of anti-incumbency sort of sentiment across the country, and then you wind up, instead of seeing 90% reelection, you get 80% reelection. But it's considered, you know, some kind of huge overhaul of everything, but it has nothing to do with any particular candidate or a particular position.
But it could be positions too. I mean, are there that many people? I know you are very dedicated to this subject, but are red light cameras and speed vans? I mean, is that
how
on
many
the
single issue voters are there that they only vote based on whether someone supports red light cameras and speeding vans?
I know of one.
There's probably a lot of single issue voters.
I just want to say that our Mayor Chavez, he wanted to keep those red light cameras, and he got voted out. And to me, that was his tipping point.
His big issue?
That's what you're thinking, because you're a single-issue voter that only cares about the red light cameras.
She's also the only voter we have on from
sugar taxes, too, Daryl.
Exactly. No, I mean, was that the primary issue that he focused on? What other positions did he take on issues?
I mean, the thing is that he was a Democrat, and there were two Democrats running and one Republican, and I think that split the vote, and that's probably how the first time the Republican got elected, Mayor Barry got elected.
Well, where did he stand on immigration? What was his position on immigration?
Oh, I think he was immigrant friendly. Like, this was like 15, about 10 years ago.
Okay, you think he is, or so you don't know for sure?
She doesn't know. Well, what about sugar taxes? That's something else you care about. Was he in favor of sugar taxes or against?
Well, that was not even brought up. That was not even talked about 10 years ago at all.
So what about that the bus? You really like the thought of people in New Hampshire paying for your bus. What was he in favor of that bus or against that bus?
The ART was only brought up with Mayor Barry. The new
okay, so the guy that wound up getting defeated as mayor a decade ago, you're still upset about that election from a decade ago?
No, Mayor Barron, he's a Republican. He took down all of the red light cameras and speeding bans. Everything came out, and he won the second term.
Hold on, I thought you were just complaining about some Democrat that
mayor election. No, she's trying to identify why this Democrat that supported things that she liked lost. And what I'm saying, Sarah, is
I thought she was saying that he was the mayor and lost the election.
What I'm saying is, Sarah, there's so many different issues that are important to so many different people. When you're fixated on just one issue, and at a national level, you know, it could be immigration. That's the only thing people are concerned with.
Sarah, what is your position on immigration?
Yeah. What do you think?
Do you think?
That's kind of... I'm not very interested in the immigration. I could go either way.
Either kick them all out or bring them all in?
Well, the thing is, you know what? I don't have any... What could I do? What could I do anything about it? You know what I mean?
But what can you do about red light cameras?
She can call us and talk about them.
True.
Which she does all the time, Sarah. Thank you for the call. Let's go to the Discord where we've got somebody calling himself the governor. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
That is such an old name. I thought it was Blood Clot.
No, it says governor. Whoever you are, Governor Blood Clot. Blood clot governor, whatever. Just go ahead with your thoughts.
Governor Stephen of the Commonwealth of Skype of Ohio.
Oh, there we go. Hi,
I knew that voice sounded familiar.
Thank you. I was just going to ask you, Daryl, about the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, because I know you were the chair for a period of time there.
I was, yes, and I did not run for re-election at the convention that we had back in April. What's the question?
I know that a few representatives had switched over to the Libertarian Party during that time, but were any actually elected?
The election has not yet happened. It's coming up in November of this year. So we've got two of those three that are running for re-election. And
what is that, Brandon and Caleb?
Yeah, and we'll just have to see what happens. I think one of the two has a really good shot of actually getting reelected. The other one, not so much.
But explain how it works, though, because isn't like the elections in New Hampshire are a little different when it comes to running the state rep?
We have some multi-member districts. Caleb is in, that's Caleb Dyer for people that are playing at home and don't know all of the 400 state reps in New Hampshire on a first name basis. He's in an 11-member district, which means that
if there's only 11 people that run,
everyone wins by default.
23 candidates, because the Democrats, for the first time ever in that district, have fielded a full slate of candidates.
Wow, so there are 11 of them.
There are 11 Dems, 11 Republicans, and actually I think there might be one other Libertarian in addition to Caleb. So there might be 24 people running for 11 seats.
Interesting.
So based on math, he really only needs to get, 7-8% of the vote to wind up getting elected,
right. Because
you can vote for up to 11. I think Representative Finney is in a single-member district, and I think there's only one person running against him.
And I can't remember if there was a bill that was coming up, but wasn't there something about putting the letter on the ballot? Like, is it like the party affiliation letter on the ballot?
We have party column ballot. So the name of the party is above the candidate, and then they're all in a column. The name of the party is on the ballot. I don't know what piece of legislation you're talking about.
I thought I read something a while back about it being removed from the ballot.
Wait, did you say 400?
Yes.
We have 400 state reps. We have 24 senators. We have
That's
a five-headed.
We have. We have
like
a
population of like 6
governor.
Million.
Right. Or less, I think.
That's got to be expensive to pay all those people.
It is. That's why we pay them $100 a year.
They get $100 per year, plus they get a very small fuel stipend that depending on how often they wind up doing official business. There was one state rep that wound up filing like $25,000 worth of fuel reimbursements. Governor, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Thank you for paying attention, Chris. And we will get back to the phones here in just a second. But first, I want to let you know that Bitcoin.com wants you to know that SaveItPurse.com is now accepting Bitcoin Cash, BCH, directly through their website. So if you've listened to the show previously, you've heard us talk about SaveItPurse.com. It's a website you can go to, save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things you were going to buy anyway. I actually wound up having some stuff come in earlier today that I think I saved 20 or 25% on.
It's a lot.
SaveItPurse.com. And I used regular Bitcoin, BTC. And a while back, SaveItPurse had Shapeshift integration, meaning that you could use cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin BTC, but they recently got rid of the Shapeshift. But when they did that, they added in direct support for Bitcoin Cash BCH. SaveItPurse.com accepting Bitcoin Cash BCH. And that message brought to you from Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Chris, pun intended, stole part of my thunder on the fire issue. And
This is in reference to somebody that called in about an hour ago, I think, asked a question about what we thought about the California wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I would go so far as to say that all wildfires of any level of notable destruction whatsoever are entirely the fault of the federal government and any other governments attached to them fighting these natural fires. They are directly causing the catastrophe, period.
How?
Because before the federal government came along, or put it this way, before people started fighting these fires, people actually, instead of fighting them, set them. Primitive people set them when Mother Nature didn't do it soon enough. Because if you just leave Mother Nature along, the lightning comes along, or other causes, but lightning usually. And if something can burn, then nature burns it. And then once it's burned in a small fire of 5 acres to 500 acres, it can't go any further because a previous fire that had crossed its path 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago had burned up fuel that's right. available. And therefore, the fire could not get any bigger than 5 acres, 500 acres, 5,000 tops.
That's a good point, and we didn't really talk about that, but the idea of natural fire breaks in the vegetation that used to put these things out, or not put them out, but keep them from spreading. It's a really good point, dude.
Yeah, if you I think there are actually, well, I know there are maps. If you Google it right now, you can see fire pattern or fire scar maps, and if you look at them from decades ago, as compared to the ones from current, the ones in the past, each fire made a much smaller footprint. There were more of them, and they made a smaller footprint. And if you look at the ones nowadays, there will be fewer of them, and they make a bigger footprint. And so that's evidence. Also, if you look at it's like a paintbrush painting canvas, filling it in the canvas piece by piece. If you look decades ago, the paintbrush pattern of the fire scars eventually covered every area that could burn at all had burned in like the previous couple decades. And so it's just a continuous process of burning everything, you know, once every 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, as opposed to what we have right now, is these things don't get burned, but maybe once every 100 years,
yep.
And then you have a catastrophic fire. And further, I would say that the government uses these fires in order to for power and for money, because they've created a money-making industry that they tax you people on and then distribute money how they want. And they also control you through law enforcement in the forest. They get you used to martial law in the forest, so not only can they control you in the urban areas, they have one more reason, pseudo reason, to control you outside of urban areas.
Yep. One other thing I'll throw into this, and this goes along with federal flood insurance and things like that, but we have a lot more people living in areas that Native Americans just knew you don't want to live there. That right. That place catches on fire every year.
That place Black has David. Bears. That place has you know, all of these other animals, David. Thank you for the call.
But the idea that we can just choose to live anywhere we are, regardless of hazards. Now, there isn't a federal wildfire insurance program like there is for floods, but... you know, when it should be so expensive to insure these places that no one would ever want to live there. Unfortunately, you have a lot of manipulation in these things by wealthy people who say, no, I want to live there and I want my cheap rates.
I mean, so having heard his, you know, argument that the federal government is to blame for all forest fires in California.
Not all.
He said all.
Okay.
So... when people call in like that, like my first response is wanting to be like, so what is your solution? Because sure. I feel like you lose a lot of people when you call in and you're just like, I blame the government, I blame the government, I blame the government.
Yeah.
But you don't present, say, hey, guess what? This is what we can do to reduce the number of fires in California. And here is how it's going to work.
Ready
and
for
that's
it?
What... what?
I'll give you one.
Let me guess. Abolish the government.
Yes, step one, abolish the government.
Okay.
But no, not that. But
I think people need to articulate their solution.
Chris is trying to articulate a solution.
No, I am going to articulate a solution, but I'm not saying every caller has to. They don't have to. They can call up and just complain if they want. We appreciate it when they do bring a solution because that gives us a chance to debate it.
Well, if there's only so many minutes on the air, I mean, we only have 3 hours every night, right? Like, I'd rather give a little more time to the people that are calling and giving solutions than the critics that just call and complain week after week after week.
No. No, it so sounds Chris, like you're
go
complaining.
Ahead and articulate.
Now, the way to do it may be to allow people to own lands that the federal government loans today. So when you look at a state like the state of Oregon, so there was the whole issue in Malheur County with the Hammonds, who were recently
pardoned.
They were accused of setting wildfires on Bureau of Land Management land. That they had a right to graze, and they called it arson. The Hammonds had been farming there for ranching for hundreds, you know, for 50 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is you go out there and you burn that stuff. You burn it. And that's what they were doing, and that's what the federal government charged them with arson for. So the Bureau of Land Management does not do the best job in the world of managing this land because they have no vested financial interest in whether it burns or not. They just don't. They don't care. They're more concerned with what's under the ground, minerals and things like that. The idea is if you put that into private ownership then and allow people to burn, they will be better stewards of the land than the federal government generally has proven themselves to be.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint
just it. Use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It could be months or years before remains turned over by North Korea can be identified, but the Pentagon's Callie McKegg says the forensics analysis is underway.
Understandably, reactions from the families of the 7,700 still missing from the Korean War is palpable because this is an opportunity for more of them to get long-sought answers.
Many of the skeletal remains were not well-preserved. A hostage situation at a children's daycare facility near Houston is over. Officials say a 19-year-old motorist who ran a red light fired shots at pursuing officers and eventually holed up at his grandmother's house, where eight children ages 14 months to 18 years were being cared for. Chief Sheriff's Deputy Addison Tokika.
After our hostage negotiation communications with the suspect, he did surrender peacefully without any injury to the suspect or any officers on the scene.
The suspect had a burglary warrant out for him in Arkansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Heather, you've got some good news out of some tiny little small town somewhere. What is it?
I guess it depends on who you ask, but you think it's good news. I think it's interesting news. Entire police department resigns, saying town seemingly cares so little about us.
Oh, my. Where's this story coming from?
ABC News.
No. Like, what municipality?
Massachusetts. Blanford, Mass.
Really? Blanford, Mass.
But I feel like the title was a little bit misleading, because it says entire police department resigns, but actually there's only four members, apparently.
So if all four police officers retire or resign, that would be the entire police force.
But I usually think of like a lot more cops, especially for Massachusetts.
My town's got two. So
why don't we just jump
there
right in?
There was a town just near here that several years ago, they wound up at their town meeting voting to get rid of the one police officer that they had.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, anyway, so this says, all four members of the police department in Blanford, Mass. Resigned suddenly and without notice, saying they could no longer work for a, in quotes, town that seemingly cares so little about us. Uh-huh. ABC affiliate WGGB reported. The four officers, including interim police chief Roberta Sarnacki, notified the community's select board by email Monday night. They cited safety issues and insufficient remuneration.
That's money.
Cruisers with shoddy brakes, ill-fitting ballistic vests, faulty radios, understaffing, and low pay. That's where I have to laugh, having lived in Massachusetts, knowing that most cops entry level make more than a full-time military personnel.
I don't doubt it.
Right, so overpaid cops quitting because they claim they're not getting enough money. So.
And according to the Wikipedia's, Blandford has a population of about 1,200, so four cops for 1,200 people.
That's high.
Sounds actually kind of high.
It does. Hmm. My town has
I'm guessing these are all part-time or were part-time?
I don't know.
Which might be why they're complaining about not getting paid enough.
That could be. I know my town's about 1,900 people. We have two cops.
I don't know enough about... Like, I'd be actually, you know what, maybe I'll end up looking up how much they actually do get paid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it says, we refuse to put our lives on the line anymore for a town that seemingly cares so little about us, the officer said in a media statement. The officers were also upset over the idea of merging them with the department in the neighboring town of Chester to reduce costs.
Oh, imagine that. It'd be more cost efficient.
Hmm. Well, four less officers is more cost efficient.
Right.
So now I'm guessing this town will probably just wind up contracting with other town.
It explains. It says, Kara Latendre, the Blandford Select Board Chair, told WGGB the en masse exit caught the board unaware. Honestly, it was a surprise for us that the police chose to walk out. Massachusetts State Police released a statement saying it will continue to provide police protection to Blandford.
Continue to. So they have been before.
Right. And, you know, most of the time, if there's a municipality that is either, you know, without a police force or is, you know, quote unquote, understaffed, the state police or the county sheriffs will step in depending on whatever, you know, the jurisdiction is.
State police make more than regular ones. So now the Blandford officials are probably going to be paying more.
Well, no, the town doesn't pay the state police. There might be some contract duty.
It depends. So I know in towns in New Hampshire, you can contract the state police to cover your town.
They're not going to do it for free.
Generally, they won't. Yeah, if you're talking about ongoing stuff, it doesn't mean they're not going to.
Things that the state police have an obligation per state law to do, and they're paid by the state taxes, not the local.
Correct.
That's why I'm saying, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the local municipality paying the salary of the state police officer.
But
we can continue this. Let's go to the phones. We've got Angel calling in from Nevada listening to KTOX. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. Y'all, how are we?
Good.
Doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I'm a new listener, and I have two questions I'd like to ask, and then if it's okay, I'd like to listen off the radio. One no offense, I'm just curious. What age group would you be in? And two, why is Chris always picked on?
That's a good question. Why am I always picked on?
So I'm 27, if you're asking my age. I'm 27, and Chris and I always pick on each other. You're a new listener. You'll understand the relationship that we have.
I'm a multiple of 27.
Chris father, and they have kind of, you know, an interesting relationship there.
I'm putting him in a home as soon as I can.
Exactly.
I'm at the age to where I could be the brother of both. It would be a gap between, but I do know people that have siblings that are that age difference.
That's okay.
Chris and I keep each other on our toes.
That's it.
Okay. Angel, any final thoughts?
What you're saying is, then, is Chris over 40?
Yes, I'm saying.
Asking your age.
Actually, yeah, how about that? She said she was 27. I said I was a multiple of 27. So if you take 27 times 2, that would give you my actual age.
Okay. Well, you're still young whippersnappers then.
That's what I like to. That's what I call myself.
You just call Chris young.
No, whenever I fill out one of those, what age group are you in? 29 to 35, 35 to 44. I just write in young whippersnapper.
There you go. Okay, well, you're all younger than I, so I do enjoy listening to you.
Yeah, Angel, thank you for calling. The call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So is there more to this article out of Blandford, Mass., where the entire police force, all four of them, wound up quitting earlier this week?
So it says, for decades, the Massachusetts State Police have maintained a strong presence in the town of Blandford, providing police services on a daily basis and responding to emergency and routine calls for service to supplement the local department's capabilities. State Police also exclusively provide police services in the town on the overnight shift, the statement read. We have notified town officials that we maintain our commitment to the town and will assume any additional duties required in the wake of the resignations of local officers. The residents of Blandford may be assured that the state police will continue to protect their community.
Now, the question here that seems so far to be unanswered is, will this town wind up hiring new police officers, or are they just going to go ahead and try going forward with whatever that merger with the other municipality was?
I would guess if they're like New Hampshire towns, the closest thing I have to compare it to is they're going to look for the most cost-effective solution. And it's not always what you think. I mean, we looked at numbers a lot when I was in as a selectman to try to figure out which one would be the most effective way to go. Was it to work with another town, work with the state police, work with the sheriffs, run our own department and rely on, because we have the same thing. State police are there after after hours. So
I'm kind of curious whether this is going to like affect their pensions and stuff like that.
The pensions of the four people that quit, they're probably not going to get pensions because they quit. Now,
it depends on how long
how long they were there.
Right.
But, you know, generally, if you wind up, you know, walking off the job and not giving some proper notice, that could affect.
Do you think this will be like a union issue, though?
Could be.
Potentially, and there may be pension issues just because it's working for the state. It's not like you're working for a private company.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E,
and now six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And a good night's sleep is important, and when it comes down to it, it's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about the quality, not the quantity, of the sleep that you get. And the MyPillow is designed to help you get that good night's sleep. And with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if you don't like the MyPillow, within 60 days, you've got 60 days to return it for a refund. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Now, here's an interesting story that's been in the news for a couple of days, and it involves a wedding. Before getting into the story, Chris, you've previously been married?
I have.
Have you ever been in someone else's wedding?
I have.
How about you, Heather, to both of those questions?
Have I been to a wedding?
Have you ever been a member of the wedding party? Like, have you ever been a bridesmaid, a flower girl, one of the, what's the other thing that's not the bridesmaid?
I was always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Right.
No, not yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to a wedding.
Hey, have you ever been a best man?
No.
All right. Interesting story here, and I've been in a wedding and been, you know, both taking part in one as the guy getting hitched and also, you know, like wedding party stuff. Story here from Fox News about a bridesmaid that, well, no longer a bridesmaid. And not only is she no longer part of the wedding party, she's now begging the airline for a refund for her ticket. Courtney Duffy, an MBA student at Dartmouth College, took to Twitter to vent her frustration after her friend and bride-to-be sent her an email asking her to, quote, relinquish her duties as a bridesmaid. The tweet says, SOS at JetBlue booked my cross-country flights for a wedding, then was asked to relinquish my duties and mail my bridesmaid outfit so another girl could fill in and wear it.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to me. I'm laughing and crying and must avoid this wedding at all cost. Please help. She posted that on Twitter and also sent it to the Daily Mail. The email sent to Duffy, shared by Marie Claire, starts out praising Duffy for her efforts to be there for her friend's special day before asking her to step down from being a bridesmaid. Marie Claire reports that Alex writes in the email, "I'm so glad to hear you booked your flights. I'm sorry classes are taking such a long time to sort out. I know how hard you're working to be here for my wedding, and it means so much. I have a massive favor to ask, is that it's one of the hardest things I've ever had to ask anyone, but I need you to relinquish your duties as a bridesmaid. Come to the wedding, have a fabulous time, and travel in the time you need without stressing about anything." The letter continues, "When I asked you, I was really hoping that you could be part of this whole thing, the bachelorette trip, the weekend prep, and the full night of the event. The whirlwind nature of your travel has become just, it won't work out with the duties as a party member. I'm so sorry." Alex assured Duffy, "Please don't feel you're letting me down. I'm asking you to do this. I have you and value your friendship so much, and I fully understand the need for you to prioritize school. I want you to be able to focus on that without having to worry about extra wedding stuff." So, thoughts here on...
Well, it goes a little bit further.
Oh, article is...
No, there's
lengthy.
It
here.
Is, but there's just that one... After all that,
this is why I wouldn't want to be a bridesmaid or maid of honor. Just I don't crash the wedding.
I don't,
the open bar.
Right. I don't want you to be here. Well, it's okay. You don't have to be a bridesmaid. So sorry, but also, could you please send the dress?
Yeah,
that's the part where I'm just like, so Twitter is divided upon this. I don't know. What do you think? I think anybody who gets married has every right to pick who they want to have in their parties, right?
Yeah, right.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would certainly...
I mean, do the bridesmaids have to buy their own dresses?
Yes.
Hold on. It depends.
Okay,
it
Darryl.
Depends. There are times when the bridesmaids are asked to purchase the dress. There are other times when, you know, the bride or the groom, you know, somebody in, you know, like the family of the people getting married will say, you know what, we're asking you to do all of this. We'll buy the dress. So it really depends.
Or rent it. Because
right.
Those things can be rented, too. All right. So where do you come down? I wouldn't. If I asked somebody to be in the wedding.
Right. So really there are two issues at play here.
Right.
Is it the bride asked her not to do it anymore?
Yes.
Yes.
If I were the husband, I'd be a little worried. Like, what if she goes back on me, too, and decides, like, after marrying me, like, I don't want you to be my husband anymore.
Well,
this whole thing sounds crazy.
There are a high percentage of marriages that wind up in divorce, so you've got basically a 50-50
chance. I'm pegging that one on a divorce. I'm going to put my money that they end up divorced. If she's that wishy-washy of a bride.
Well, this, it also sounds like there's a lot of other things at play. So you've got the girl that lives in New Hampshire, that's where Dartmouth is, having to travel across the country, take time away from all kinds of stuff, and I can see, hey, it's going to be really hectic, and I don't want to put added stress on you.
I'm just wondering if there's a Augur prediction market right now for this thing yet, for your question. Augur is a cryptocurrency. Augur can be used in predictions, so people will weigh in on different topics. And is this thing being monetized yet on Augur? That would be my question. Is this guy going to see how crazy Bridezilla is and get the heck out?
Right. Mm-hmm. And one of the tweets here says, "I know many bridesmaids who live far from the bride and wedding place. She was making every effort she could to fulfill her duties. Bride is definitely a Bridezilla. If bridemaid had sister or family, would she do the same thing to them? Probably." It does say that JetBlue took a more diplomatic approach after agreeing to refund the ticket by tweeting that they would be happy to help the two friends patch things up with a free girls' weekend wherever the pair wanted to go.
So, real.
Again.
Just have some stupid crap on Twitter, bitch about something, and get free airfare.
But, again, there are really two issues here. And I get these surveys randomly. And one of the questions was, should somebody be allowed to disinvite someone from being part of the wedding party? Yes. Yes, they should. Why is this even really a news thing? But I guess the news here is that, you know, she had to wind up begging for a refund on the ticket. And then that leads to another question of, well, did you buy a non-refundable ticket or did you buy one that can be refunded? And then what about the situations where life happens?
But you know the only reason they refunded her ticket is because it went viral.
Exactly.
So it's like, oh, now they look like the good airline.
Exactly.
No, whoa. I'm going to go buy JetBlue now.
Exactly. When all your plans fall apart and your best friend goes completely insane 3 days before the wedding, JetBlue will be there for you.
Yes.
It's crazy.
So the lesson here is if you ever buy travel, always get the refundable ticket.
That's way so much more expensive. Who does that?
But life happens, and there are times when you need to cancel your ticket.
Just eat it then, because those happen so rarely. It's nice. It's nice to be able to just say, you know what, I'm done. But most people don't have that luxury. Most people are going to find the absolute cheapest fare they can.
Right.
And they will.
Knowing
I feel like
that
there's so many women that just like weddings are, what do you call it? Over-sensationalized.
I don't agree.
There's women
there
that, like, they'll pick bridesmaids of people they don't even like just because they want their photos to come out good. You know what I mean? Like,
is that nuts?
Oh, she's really, really pretty in a dress, so I'm going to pick
Can't
her.
Can't stand her. Can't stand she's not my 5 minutes in a room with her.
Yeah.
But she'll look great.
Like, I know way too many people that have kind of, like, I don't know.
So this story is
taking
not
taking on that bridezilla kind of.
Not far-fetched from your experience?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you known people that have asked people to not be involved in a wedding
no,
after it was
I've
already
done,
planned?
No, I've never done that, but I've known people that like have had, you know, people be bridesmaids and stuff like that specifically for photos.
Just for the shot. Unreal.
For photos.
That's it for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow because, well, we're here every night, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.